Again, we're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to the third chapter. And he had quoted a medrash about the importance of not stealing. The medrash had said that even if it was indirect damage that was caused, one is held accountable. And that's what the medrash quoted, that Shaul, King Saul, was held accountable for causing the loss of the Givonim. The Givonim used to get their sustenance from the people of Nov, and when King Saul ordered the city of Nov executed, so then he caused the people, the Givonim, to lose their source of income. So that was held against him. The fact that he caused them indirectly, inadvertently, to lose their source of income, that's something which the prophet tells us, the Navi tells us in the book of Shmuel, that was held against King Saul. So the Chafetz Chaim quoted this to stress the importance of causing one's friend a loss, even inadvertently. And certainly if one steals or does something dishonest in business and causes his friend a loss. Namadnu mizeh, we learn from here, dafilu grama be'alma, that even if one causes inadvertently, shegaram b'sibotav efsed l'chavero, it's second degree, it's not first degree. It's a second degree cause of a loss. So that's still severe. And even if you see from here that even if you didn't actually cause that loss, one caused the source of profit. Meaning, what did King Saul do? He ordered the city of Nov executed. The city of Nov used to pay the Givonim when they used to draw water and cut wood on their behalf. So he didn't directly touch the Givonim. What he touched was the people who would hire the Givonim. And even that was held against him. If one caused that you lost a client, or the client lost the capacity of hiring you, so that client would pay, and based on his pay you could feed your family, so that's also a severe punishment. One's held accountable for that too. Because that's what King Saul did. He took the clientele away from the Givonim. He ordered them executed because he held them to be rebellious. He was wrong on that. But God also held them accountable because now the Givonim didn't have clients and they lost their source of sustenance. What will people answer when they take it so lightly to cheat and withhold wages, and they literally steal by force from other people? Here we see that in heaven they hold the person accountable even when he inadvertently causes him to lose a client. How much more so when a person directly withholds a person's wages or directly takes something dishonestly from someone? Yes. No, that's not what we discussed. We discussed if a person causes someone else a loss, even if it's inadvertently, like King Saul, where his main sin was killing out the city of Nov, but he was also held accountable for the inadvertent loss of welfare to the Givonim, that now there wasn't a city to hire them. They were the neighboring city, they were the neighboring town, but they lost their source of sustenance. So, yes?
Is that only within one step? What I mean is, okay, so he deprived them of their livelihood, so then that day, the family, they didn't eat that night, so then they didn't make more clothes, and then they were hungry, and then the next day they were kind of in a bad mood, and then they yelled at them, so this person was responsible for everything that happens as a consequence out to infinity because of their sin, mistake, or whatever.
I think we see from Chazal that it depends what's direct and what's indirect. Meaning, there are certain damages that are direct. When Cain kills Hevel, so then God tells him, "Kol dimei achicha tzoakim elai." The blood of all the future generations that couldn't be born are calling out to me. He was held accountable for all that he caused with his sin, with his murder. So you see, that's more direct. By killing, he ensured that future generations wouldn't be born. But you can say that when someone withholds wages, so then he causes the next guy not to make a blessing on his food that night. Saying some of the things are... Right. I have a hard time saying that, you know. Some things are direct and some things are less direct. I don't.